Namo Sakyamuni Buddha, dear friend. Today is the 14th of February, and this afternoon we will share about the benefits of eating in mindfulness. So I don't know how long you practice eating in mindfulness. Can someone tell me how long you practice and what experience you already experienced while you practice that? Can somebody share? And why we need to practice eating in mindfulness? Yes.
I don't know how long it was, but you mean just now, our lunch?
Not now, before.
Before?
Yeah.
At a retreat only.
At the retreat only?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. This is kind of funny, but it's true, it's very true, okay? And I share with you this morning, mindfulness is a basic practice, not only for the practitioner, not only for the human being, not only for the good person, but for whoever, for whatever, for whomever. One, their job to be complete, to be successful, had to be practice mindfulness. I go from the lowest level and we step up. Have you ever observed a cat try to catch the mouse? Right? What's she there? She had to be, first had to lay down, right? Or had to be very mindful, very concentrate, right? Mm-hmm. And not only concentrate on the object, but in the mind. She had to listen, and the awareness spread out all around to see anyone around there, anything around there, right? And then slowly, step by step, very, very concentrated and mindfully, right? And to certain spot, okay, depend on how good her skill and how good her strength, right? And then from that spot, she jumped. If she missed only 1 second of mindfulness, and then the mind run away. So she had to do it over again. You see? So the mindfulness practice had to be from the beginning when she saw a mind. And then she had to maintain the mindfulness during the time observing and concentrating. And then one step at a time. And then finally, at the stage where she say, okay, that's enough for my skills, I can jump, right? So that is the final step, until she can catch the mind. If she missed one of that stage, the beginning, the middle, and the final, the mind run away, and she had to do it over. You see? Now we go up a little bit. We did not have an opportunity to see a lion, a tiger, or any very powerful animal in the jungle, but we can watch it on a movie, right? On the channel, Geographic, right? It's the same thing, right? Even though okay, the tiger is a very powerful animal in the jungle, but he had to do the same thing. He had to observe the object, that means the prey, And then he had to one step at a time, very mindful, very awake, very alert. If he missed only one step, he stepped on the right branch, he stepped on the mud, or he grabbed on the leaf, make a sound, right? And the prayer gone. He had to do it over again. You see, so even though that is the animal, and how about a human being, not only the good person, a bad person, attack, right? If he want to get in a house, he had to observe the house owner, the activity, the timing, right? And good way, the good way to get in, good way, the good way to get out, right? So, and then after several times of observing all that, he had to be very carefully, very quietly, right, step or crawl or whatever to get in, so that in the beginning. And when he get into the house, he do a very good job. He got everything already. But that's not it, right? If he make a mistake, the mindfulness not be there 100%. He make a sound, or maybe he breathe, he's so nervous, and he breathe so hardly. And somebody discover him, and then okay. So that's why mindfulness not only for the practitioner, for everyone. Right? For everyone, for every single being. And it's not only during the retreat, okay? It had to be practiced all the time if we want to save our energy, if we want our task, our job to be carried out at the minimum energy, at the minimum time, and to be successful. So the more we practice, the better it will be. So that's why we need to practice that. We maintain the practice in every single activity, every single minute. And we already talking about that early this morning, breathing continually, right? Every single minute, we need at least about 10 to 15 breaths in and out. So we may just remember only the first few ones, and then the mindfulness gone with the wind. No problem, we take it, bring it back. As soon as we realize, okay, it run away, so just invite it back. The more we practice, the more we get used to it. All right? And then we have many different activities, but we can categorize it into two different major ones. One is activity to recharge our energy. And the other activity, that means we spend out the energy. Right? For example, when we eat, when we drink, when we sleep, when we relax, when we do meditation, all kind of activity, we put it in the first category. I mean, we recharge our energy. When we have to work, when we have to run, when we have to do our job, something like that, when we have to brainstorm thinking, when we have to talk, that is, we have to spend on our activity, we have to spend our energy. Right? So, in two of the categories, the first one is more important. The first one is more important than the second one. Even though okay, all that important, but when we're talking about the cause and effect, the first one is the first priority, is more important than the second one. Why? Because if we If we want to observe the natural law, the cause and effect, that is the natural law, not the Buddha law, okay? That is the natural law. So if we not consider the first category is the priority and the more important than the second, we get caught into the cycle again. For example, when we reject our energy, that means when we eat, when we drink, when we breathe, when we sleep, when we meditate, if we are losing our mindfulness, that means during the time we nourish our body, we reject our energy in the state of unmindful. So the result will come out unmindful. You got that, right? On the other hand, the second category, we spend our energy. If we make the mistake, we forgot to practice mindfulness. It may not cause any accident. It may not cause any serious problem, right? Once in a while, in certain situations, we may, for example, we are driving a car or we are running a machine. At a certain period of time, the machine transfers something like that, and we unmindful in that minute, it may cause an accident or it may harm them. But majority is not a problem, right? So that's why the second category is not important compared to the first one. So that's why when we have any activity belong to the first category, eating, drinking, sleeping, breathing, relaxation, or meditation, maybe more, but that is a major one. When we have all the activity to recharge our energy, to nourish our body and mind, we should practice mindfulness as much as possible. As much as possible. Try to continuously. That's why practice mindful eating, very important. Because how many times we can do the sitting meditation? Maximum twice a day with a busy life, right? How many times we do for sleeping or relaxation? Once a day, right? And drinking, we may drink 5-10 times a day, but because when we drink using the liquid, it's so easy, right? And it's easy to drink, easy to swallow, so easy to forget, right? Later on, we will learn the art of drinking too. So you see, and meditation, yes, we may, but most of the time it's so quiet, it's so peaceful. So we may fall to sleep, or we may traveling around to the other world. So only eating, because we have the object, the solid object in front of our eye, it has a smell, it has a color, it has a taste. So we have many different objects, many different categories, and many different ways to remind us. So eating meditation, eating in mindfulness is the easiest way to practice